Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for June 6, 24, 2011. Palestinians gaining more political support for the UN vote in September to recognize a Palestinian state. Meanwhile, a special non-violent protest in Belain as Israel began to remove parts of the wall. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with a special story from Belain village, where the Israeli military started to remove a section of the wall in accordance with an Israeli court ruling made 4 years ago. The details with IMEMC's Kevin Murphy.
Seven people were injured on Friday as Belain villagers in central West Bank celebrated the removal of the old Israeli wall built on their lands. The six locals, one French activist, sustained moderate wounds as they were hit in the arms and legs by gas bombs fired by Israeli soldiers. Villages all over the West Bank followed Belain's steps in conducting weekly protests against the Israeli-built wall on their lands. Today, protests were reported in Nilin and Nabi Saleh in central West Bank and Al-Masara village in the south. In Nabi Saleh, troops injured a 9-year-old girl and arrested one international activist. In Nilin, many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation, while in Al-Masara, soldiers did not allow people to reach the construction site of the wall. Residents of Belain started to organise a weekly non-violent protest against the Israeli wall 6.5 years ago. In September 2007, the villagers continued protesting and the legal proceedings managed to get to the Israeli Supreme Court of Justice to order a halt to the wall construction. The court ruled for a rerouting of the section of wall built on Belain's land. Due to the ruling, the villagers got back 275 of the 600 acres Israel took for the wall and the nearby settlement of Madayin Illit. In 2004, the International Court of Justice in The Hague ruled the Israeli wall illegal. In February of last year, and after 2 years of stalling, the Israeli army began rerouting the wall by constructing a new one. This week, the new wall was finished and army bulldozers started to remove the old one away, a scene that Belain villagers were not accustomed to. Today, like every Friday, the protest started after the midday prayers, in addition to Israeli and international supporters who joined the struggle in Belain since it started. Palestinian PM Salam Fayyad and Arab MK Mohammed Baraka joined today's protest. Every week an army unit stops the villagers from going through the gate of the wall by firing tear gas canisters, causing dozens to suffer gas inhalation. Today seven were injured as they were hit in the arms and legs by gas bombs fired by troops. The army used live rounds and chemical water known to locals as skunk for the bad smell it produces. Even with the peaceful nature of the Belain protest, the army faced it with violence, leading to death. In January 2010, Jawahar Abu Rameh was killed due to severe tear gas inhalation. Her brother Bassem was killed as well when an Israeli soldier shot him in the chest with a tear gas bomb in April of 2009. Locals estimate that 1,400 people were injured by the army fire in Belain protests since they started, and as many as 140 people arrested. For IMEMC.org, this is Kevin Murphy.
Palestinian Authority says it has gained worldwide backing to its expected move at the United Nations, in which it will ask for recognition of a Palestinian state within 1967 border lines. Meanwhile, both Hamas and Fatah are yet to reach an agreement over the name of a political candidate for the prime minister post. IMEMC's Ramil Mighari has more.
Two Palestinian negotiators, Saab and Rikat, said from Turkey yesterday that the PA has received assurances from Ankara that Turkey would back any PA efforts aimed at winning international recognition of a Palestinian state expected by September 2011. Palestinian Authority's President Mahmoud Abbas reaffirmed a previous position that the PA can never return back to negotiations table with Israel unless the latter freezes all settlement activities on the occupied Palestinian territories. Meanwhile, some Arab media outlets reported this week that there has been a proposal that is based on acceptance by Israel of freezing such settlement activities in return for halt by the PA of its move at the UN by September 2011. No comment by either Israeli or Palestinian sources was reported. In the related news, Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister Danny Alon voiced Israel's willingness to discuss with the Palestinians any useful thoughts that would lead to a two-state solution away from the UN. Such a position is the same by Israel since Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has announced the move at the UN. At the internal Palestinian level, both Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the Islamist Hamas in Gaza have yet to agree on the name for candidate for the post of a prime minister of a unity technocratic government. Reports suggest that Abbas wants his current prime minister, Salam Fayyad, to assume the post, while Hamas insists that Fayyad is a persona non grata. Abbas flew to Turkey this week to ask for Turkey's mediation into the issue. In the Gaza Strip, Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh of Hamas called on both parties not to return to square one and rather go ahead with advanced steps regarding the recent reconciliation agreement. Under auspices and mediation by Cairo, Hamas and Fatah signed last month a reconciliation agreement that put an end to a four-year-long split between Gaza and the West Bank. Rami Al-Mighari, IMEMC.org, Gaza.
Israeli military invaded West Bank areas at least 35 times, in addition to two limited incursions into the Gaza Strip, kidnapping 12 civilians. The details and more with IMEMC's David Steele.
On Friday, a group of extremist Israeli settlers torched Palestinian farmlands planted with wheat in the Al-Mughir village, north of the central West Bank city of Ramallah. This comes shortly after its mosque was burnt to the ground in a previous attack. 25 Palestinian political prisoners in the Al-Ramla Israeli detention facility are facing imminent death due to illegal Israeli policies that deprive the detainees of their right to medical treatment. A Palestinian man was severely injured when Israeli soldiers shot him in the legs for allegedly carrying a knife at a checkpoint near the northern West Bank city of Qalqilya on Sunday. On Monday, Israeli soldiers abducted a Palestinian miner from the town of Hassan near Bethlehem. Israeli soldiers detained 14-year-old Mohammed Hamamra after entering his home and searching the house. Also on Monday, Israeli soldiers demolished 7 Palestinian homes and tents that belonged to the residents of Khirbet Bir Alad, east of Yatatan near the southwest bank city of Hebron, according to reports from the Pal Telegraph. A visit to Hebron in the southern West Bank by the Archbishop of Jerusalem, Fuad Tual, was cut short on the same day when Israeli forces stopped the Archbishop from entering the central city. Early on Wednesday morning, the Israeli Air Force attacked an underground tunnel running from the Gaza Strip into Israel. According to military officials, the strike was in response to a rocket that was fired from the Gaza Strip into the Negev. Neither incident caused death or injury. The Israeli military placed 2 flying checkpoints in Beit Zahur also on Wednesday morning. The raids did not result in any major incidents. In Hebron, however, one Palestinian civilian was abducted after the town was invaded, according to both the PNN and MAN news agencies. According to a recent B'Tselem report, 103 residential structures in Area C, most of them tents, huts and tin shacks, in which 706 persons lived, including 341 miners, have been demolished by the Israeli army in 2011 so far. In comparison, during the same period in 2010, there were 86 residential demolitions, and in 2009 there were 28. In the last week alone, 33 residential structures have been demolished, home to a total of 238 people, of whom 129 were minors. Workshops were destroyed by Israeli forces in the Barta Ashalkiya village near Jenin. The demolition began at approximately 6 o'clock on Wednesday morning. The workshops are located in the West Bank but are on the Israeli side of the separation wall. Significant quantities of machinery were confiscated at the same time. The damage caused by the action is estimated at tens of millions of shekels. As a result of demolitions, fires started on the property and continued to burn for some hours until Palestinian fire crews were finally allowed onto the property. 2 tractors belonging to Jamal Sharif Amarna and Yasser Urman Karbach were also confiscated. A plan to build 2,500 Arab housing units in East Jerusalem was stopped by right-wing pressure groups and Haredi city council members on the grounds that it was a politically dangerous and poorly conceived plan. Additionally, the Israeli Jerusalem municipality has continued to Judaize East Jerusalem through the renaming of Arab street names and monuments in the city, according to Wafa news agency. The Organisation of the Islamic Conference has issued a report warning of a sharp deterioration in the water situation in the besieged Gaza Strip. This is due to the devastated infrastructure in Gaza, which has resulted from Israeli attacks and the establishment of wastewater treatment plants on top of freshwater reservoirs. An Israeli military court decided on Thursday to renew for 6 more months the administrative detention order against elected legislator Mohammed Attil from the Al-Thahriya town, south of the West Bank city of Hebron. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that he will continue to toughen conditions for Palestinian detainees in Israeli prisons. This is in response to Hamas's refusal to allow the International Red Cross access to detained Israeli captive Gilad Shalit or give alternative proof that he is still alive. The Beersheba municipality has rejected a petition from the Bedouin Muslims of the Negev to pray in the old mosque of Beersheba. For the IMEMC.org, this is David Steele.
And that was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Ishmael.